This is Shambhala Sun, editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. In the second clip of Sylvia Borstein from last year's Shambhala Sun-sponsored program on mindfulness, love, and relationship, the author and teacher touches on how mindfulness, loving-kindness, and morality practice allow us to see through the confusions of the mind that inevitably arise in intimate relationships.
The hope of this practice, again, of loving-kindness practice, is not so that we arm wrestle the mind to the ground so that it doesn't forget what it experience that it has, or that it likes everybody indiscriminately. Liking everyone indiscriminately is different from being able to wish well indiscriminately, which really frees one's own heart from the burden of keeping villains alive in the world. And really is, I think, the end of suffering, and I think that's actually part of that teaching. In the Buddha's teaching about loving-kindness, there's a list of 11 benefits of loving-kindness practice. And one of the benefits, according to that list, is that poisons and weapons and fire won't harm you. Metta was seen as a kind of amulet against terrible things happening to you. It presumably, according to legend, was taught to monks who were going to go off on their own, so it was kind of a protection. People who practice metta sleep peacefully, wake peacefully, dream peaceful dreams. People love them. Angels love them. Angels will protect them. Poisons and weapons and fire won't harm them. Their faces are clear. Their minds are serene. They die unconfused. And when they die, they are reborn in heavenly realms. And people ask me about, do you believe that part about the poisons and weapons and fire won't harm you? And I say, I think it's a metaphor. It means that you become invulnerable. In the sense of that your heart steadfastly is connected in loving connection with the rest of creation. And so we live through whatever is our natural lives without suffering. So what I meant to do tonight was to talk about the practices in Buddhism, practices in Dharma, specifically mindfulness practice and metta practice and sila practice. Morality practice that allow us to see through the confusions in the mind that inevitably arise in intimate relationships because they are so important to us. We want them so much and we depend on them so much. I think it's not possible to live in deep and personal and intimate relationship and not be ruffling each other's feathers a lot. But I think it's in the intention to hold people in loving esteem no matter what, that unruffles the feathers and resets the mind into understanding and prevents me anyway from causing worse damage in my relationships than I do. Keeps me not only wanting to go back and do them better. So the last thing I want to say is that part of morality practice is precept practice, aligning oneself with the precepts of living that lay Buddhists do, which are the precept to not harm, to not exploit in any way, to not harm with speech specifically, to not harm or exploit with one's sexuality, and to keep one's mind clear so that heedlessly we don't accidentally do one of those harmings that we don't want to do. I find it works very well for people who are about to marry each other ceremonially in a relationship instead of, in addition to whatever personal vows they say those vows. They say, because I love you, I vow to keep you free of harm because I love you. I vow never to take anything that you don't give me freely. Because I love you, I vow to try very hard to use my speech in a way that doesn't exploit or abuse you. Because I love you, I vow to treat your body kindly. And because I love you, I vow to try to keep my mind clear so I won't do any of those things I don't want to do. And when people say them at weddings, they tell me that they often go on to say them to each other every morning when they get up or every night before they go to bed. And I feel humbled when I hear that because I wish I were doing it. And then I always think, well, maybe I'll go home and do it. And maybe I will. And maybe you will. And I hope so. And thank you very much.
That was Sylvia Borstein talking about mindfulness, love, and relationship. to join her at this year's weekend on the topic in New York City from April 3rd to April 5th, along with Dzogchen Panlop Rinpoche, Polly Young Eisendrath, and John Tarrant, visit the Shambhala Sun's events page. You'll find a link on the top navigation bar on shambhalasun.com, or visit the Omega Institute's homepage at eomega.org. This is Rod Mead Sperry, and thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.